Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. One too many. Come on. Hi, it's Friday. Oh, my God.
That was my favorite part of yesterday's show. I laughed multiple times later in the day thinking about you drinking alone and then barfing on a random Friday night. And it wasn't that long ago. And then you're like, yeah, I told you guys this. And we're all, no, we did not hear the part about you throwing up.
Did I not tell that part, Nikki? You're the youngest. You must remember.
No, you didn't tell that part.
Why would I ever leave that out? Why would I try to spare myself some embarrassment about that?
Yeah.
That's weird. Why would I mention it yesterday? I don't know. The filter is gone.
I think you mentioned it because you thought you mentioned it.
I figured,
well,
you know,
also,
it's
I
so
like
far
to throw
in the past.
In the random question, which brings out, draws out an answer, and then there it was, like, boom.
Your fishing expedition was a success, Vinny.
It absolutely was. You're right.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Oh, it came up because of Carrie Underwood, I think, right?
Oh,
was
yeah,
that,
her
that song
is Drinking Alone.
Right.
That's right.
And you asked when the last time anybody had done that.
And you
right.
got wrecked by yourself. And,
that was my move. So I was sort of like, well, I know that's the way I did it.
I'm drinking alone?
Yeah, I don't want anyone around.
I don't want to share with anybody.
Drinking in a closet in case anybody sees
you close
the door. You
think that much drinking safe? Don't talk to me.
I'm still here, aren't I? Seems fine to me.
Pathetic.
Well, look, you know, it's sad. Like, addiction is terribly
sad. It is. It's ugly. You're right.
We make a lot of light of it here because one of our people has, you know, is still an addict. But is
oh very much
is I living
take
a,
I could not take one sip of booze. There's
no
way.
There's but you've got it under control, so it's hilarious.
Right
up until it isn't. So let's keep up the good work, Vin. It's been a long time. Is that a thumbs
I'm
up?
I your
hands hands nod. I can tell he's making some kind of hand gesture at me. I'm just. Is it this?
You're flipping your
shirt. No, I tried to thumbs up you, but
okay?
I just missed the view. And
is it
sorry.
Rock and roll? Is it?
Gonna have to look and make
bra?
Sure I got that. Okay, now
bra?
I know my angles. Right. Got it.
Anyway, hi. It's time for Celebrity Trash, and it's brought to you by National Croc Day. Oh, my. Nicole.
This is your
you know
day.
What? Thank you for telling me it's my
day. It's not sandals. They're talking about actual crocodiles.
No, but it's about the fashionable shoe known as the croc.
Crying out
loud.
Really?
Rubber molded shoe.
It's
so. Well, the best thing about a croc, and it happened yesterday as I was out there cleaning my fish filter, which is such a fun chore to do and doesn't smell disgusting like the bottom of a pond at all. And it only takes 2 seconds. It doesn't take a long time and you don't get gunk all over you. It's so great. So I wear my Crocs when I do that, and I yank my yoga pants up over my knees so that I can minimize the pond muck spatter. And when I'm done, then I take a hose and I hose myself off, and I don't even have to take my shoes off because they're Crocs, and they're just I could even slip my foot out and spray into the Crocs to make sure all the gunk that's in there shoots out of the holes. So thank you, Crocs. Thank you.
For the record, do fish ponds grow naturally out of the middle of a deck, or did you guys put that there on purpose?
It's yeah, we put that there, and it's a great addition to the yard. It's great. We might fill it in someday. You never know. But right now, it's, you know, here's the problem. The fish are having babies.
Oh,
like at first I was like, oh my God.
That's great.
Well, you know,
yeah,
there's
it
only
sounds
so
like
much
you have a
the
successful pond.
The pond is healthy. I am good at keeping the water clear.
There
you
go.
Do that with the filter. And
is that once a week? It's disgusting when she cleans that filter out. I
okay.
Mean, it smells like, never mind. Go ahead.
Smells like the bottom of a pond where things have been getting mucky.
It smells like sewer or something.
It has a very distinct, gross, live, teeming with bacteria smell. Healthy bacteria in the bottom of your pond. Anyway, Crocs, use those if you have a pond to clean out or for whatever you might be doing. Crocs, I love them. So, scary stuff. Ooh. Oh my God. First of all, if you've ever listened to the show, you've heard us wax poetic about books. We love books. Books, yeah. They transport you out of the stresses of your everyday and take you to some place where you can sort of take up residence in a world that doesn't belong to you and that you'll be really bummed out when it ends and hope that the author gives you more of that. Come on, Twilight, let's get some more going. So, scary books. Thank you, Nicole. Thank you for being the one person to acknowledge and laugh at that joke.
You know what I
acknowledged it.
You know what I found at Target recently?
What did you find at Target?
It was the first Twilight, but written... So the girl was the vampire and like the boy was human, but it was written by Stephanie Meyer. It was
what?
Like she flipped the roles.
She flipped the whole roles? It's not just the written from Edward's point of view?
No. It's the same exact storyline, but the girl's a vampire this time and the boy's human.
When did that come? Did you read it?
No,
already?
I just saw it at Target. I'm like, is this a different storyline? And then it's the same exact thing. I'm like, nah, I don't want. I'll look it up and I'll send it to you.
Yes, please do. I'm going to need that. I need to go back to the world of Forks. It's so rainy there. That's where the vampires go.
I'll send it right now.
Thank you. So my husband yesterday, he knows I love to read, and he sent me this link to a story in the New York Times. And I've been reading it all morning, even though it's not really a story. It's really a list of states and books that the scariest book that's set in that state.
I like it.
It's great.
Let's hear California.
All right. We'll start with California. Let me find that. Got to scroll down to the seas. There we go. It's a book by Alma Katsu. And it's called. It's a book by Alma Katsu. And it's called The Hunger. In this gritty reimagining of the Donner Party's westward crossing, someone or something begins dragging the ill-fated pioneers away from their encampment. When searchers find the body, there is, quote, almost nothing left but the skeleton. What the F is going on? So it's like the Donner Party, except they don't need each other, something needs them. Which is better. That's actually better than eating each other.
We heard of that. That's the best horror book.
Well, they're saying 50 states, 50 scares.
All right.
Of course, it starts with Alabama being first in the alphabet. So there's a book by Michael McDowell called The Elementals. Three elegant old houses loom over a remote, beautiful stretch of Alabama beach. Two of them are occupied by families who've arrived for the summer. The third, which is being slowly covered by encroaching dunes, is empty. Or is it? I bet you the kids find out whether it is or not. What's going on in Alaska? There must be something creepy in Alaska, right? And there it is right after Alabama, so easy.
You heard it here first.
There you go. And it is.
Have
Mother
a
effing.
Great Friday, you mother
Thank you so much.
This one's a graphic novel. It's a comic book. It's a series of these. It's a 3-issue comic book series, and it's called 30 Days of Night, written by Steve Niles. It's set in a town so far north that the sun does not rise for a full month in midwinter. Naturally, it's a beacon for vampires. Colorado.
Do you know if that book, or sorry, if the movie that Pacino and Robin Williams did. I think it's called Insomnia.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know if that was a book? That was a great movie.
Was that not a Stephen King book?
I don't know. It's set in Alaska, though. That's why I was curious.
I think he has a book called Insomnia, but I don't know if the two
that
are.
That movie was incredible. I loved it.
See if that's based on something else. Because some of these are, you know, like The Shining. I mean, that was a big movie. But, of course, the book itself is the real scare.
Right.
And that is Colorado's scariest book. Uh-huh. Set in Colorado. 1980 is when the famous movie came out. So there's a book critic who says, it isn't often that a book and a film relate to each other in such an intriguing way. We miss in the film Mr. King's careful development of the fact that the hotel is steadily coming alive to a degree that the ghosts, which at first only Danny could recognize, gradually gain the power to act physically. That is, the scariest part in that whole book is when the menagerie comes alive, or whatever those things are called when you cut a tree into a shape. What are those things called?
I don't know.
Statues.
A bonsai tree?
Well, I guess, sure, like that. There's a name
Except
for that.
It's though. Like a hippo.
Right. Or a lion that's creeping steadily forward to get you.
Right.
There's a name for that, cutting a tree that way, but whatever. That particular scene, every time he looks over, that tree is close. What is happening? What? So listen, it goes through every single state. And some of these just sound like slaughter tales, you know, and others seem like a psychological thriller.
Topiary!
Thank you. Jesus, I'm so old. I can't find any words anymore. I looked at Maine because I figured that would be a Stephen King. It's something called Hell House. Richard Matheson. A walloping good haunted house tale avoids all the dated trappings of the genre and includes the works from A, Apparitions, to Z, Xenoglossy. It's got all kinds of stuff in there. Actually, so I'm not going to do all 50 states, obviously, and perhaps I've talked enough about books, although it never feels like enough. I'm going to send you this, the link to this story. Put it up at the Sarah and Vinny page. It is, I actually got like that crazy hankering to read as I was reading the story. Like, oh, that sounds good. I may actually try to work my way through this list because it just sounds great. So I'll send that over to you, Bryn, and you can put that up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Speaking of books, if you've ever read, I don't know, Three Little Pigs or some of the classic fairy tales that are out there, and you thought to yourself, there's just not enough chick pigs in this. Where's all the chicks? You're not alone. Natalie Portman is like, boy, all the stories are about boys. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. She has written a book, which, I mean, written is, I'm sort of saying she didn't write these stories. She just changed some of the characters to girls, which is fine. She has written a book called Natalie Portman's Fables. She took three classic stories, The Pigs, The Tortoise and the Hare, and The Country Mouse and City Mouse. And she made them a little more progressive, a little more gender inclusive. For instance, The Tortoise and the Hare. And spoiler alert, the tortoise wins. The tortoise is a chick. A woman tortoise? A girl? It's a woman. It's female.
I would never have understood, and I'm assuming this happened to her because she's now a parent, but yes. I wouldn't have understood this until my first kid. Everything is about that. Like, she was always, is this a girl singing? And if I'd go, no, that's a boy, she'd just turn her head like, no, I want nothing to do with that.
I want a
she's
girl singing.
She's always been interested in that. I actually am surprised. I actually think people are less interested. And if anything, they're more about mixing and being androgynous,
right?
It seems, than ever before. But she's very into that.
Natalie says, children's books have this very special place in our lives because we read them over and over and over again like no other books. And that is true. Boy, can a kid just keep on reading the same GD book. Yep. They have a way of instilling information and values into both the children and the parents. And she's not wrong. And when I was reading the books, I was struck by how the classic stories had overwhelmingly male characters. I was thinking, what am I telling my kids, both my son and my daughter, about whose stories are important to tell and whose lives they should care about? So she's rewritten them all. And it's out now. If you, you know, if this strikes a chord with you, Natalie Portman's Fables is out now. So enjoy if you want.
All right.
It's up to you. Scarlett Johansson's next movie is in the pipeline, and I'm not talking about the origin story for the Black Widow, which we're all looking forward to and we know has been in the can for quite some time and we don't get to see. She is going to be, because there are no new ideas in Hollywood, the new Bride of Frankenstein. A woman created to be an ideal wife, the singular obsession of a brilliant entrepreneur, rejects her creator and is forced to flee her confined existence, confronting a world that sees her as a monster. It's on the run that she finds her true identity, her surprising power, and the strength to remake herself as her own creation. So, yeah, it's a feminist take on the Bride of Frankenstein story. Scarlett says it's long overdue for Bride to step out of the shadow of her male counterpart and stand alone. We are extremely excited to emancipate this classic anti-heroine and reanimate her story to reflect the change we see today. Get it, reanimate, because the Frankenstein monster.
Right. I wish someone would do that Kuntz book. That's the one.
That whole, although I will say the series is great for about five books.
Right. And a movie usually only uses one third of one book. So they could easily do that storyline.
It is such a strange take on the whole Frankenstein's monster thing. What's it called, Vin? Is it called Frankenstein?
I don't remember. It's Kuntz though, right? It's Kuntz.
Yes. And it is really good. I should reread those.
I loved them for, like, you're right, the first four or five books, and then it becomes something else. And you just go, well, this has gone on too long. Bummer.
I know. And it became about the detectives. And I don't need their love story, frankly. Lots of people like love stories, though. There it is. Dean Koontz, Frankenstein.
Yeah.
There it is, book one. All right, here's a question, Vinny.
Go.
Should this year's World Series winner be considered legitimate? Should this season count as much as regular seasons? Give me your answer.
I'll tell you something. I know on sports radio shows they'll debate this like it's real life forever, and that's fine. I know that's the job and that's what people do, and many people love this. I don't care at all. So in my opinion, yes, they played the games. Someone's going to win it. Mm-hmm. They're calling it the World Series, mm-hmm. So sure. It's legit.
Well, you are, I don't know if you're right or wrong, but you are with the majority of people who had an opinion.
Okay.
27% of people said, yeah, okay. 18% said, no, it shouldn't count as much as regular years. 3% said they think that this year's champion should count for more for some reason.
That's 10%. One of the things they were saying about the NBA championship. It's harder this time because we're trapped at home and mm-hmm, we're trapped in this place and we can't see our families.
You poor things, and you can't go out womanizing, right?
It's all fine to me. I'm fine with them calling it legit. It doesn't matter.
10% said, I don't know. No opinion. And actually, 42% abstained from voting. 42% of these 9,300 people that they surveyed said... I'm not answering that. I got more important problems than whether or not baseball should count as a real season. So anyway, that's, you know, and I'm sure some people were avid fans and other people just knew that baseball existed.
Look, I love sports, but I find my life is too busy to be caught up in the you can't be a fan if you weren't born there or that team moved, but I'm a fan of it. All this stuff is stuff that people who have a lot of time get to get caught up in, and that's great. Good for them. That's got it.
You've got a 2-year-old beating down the door to get in there.
I can't get caught up in that right now.
All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
So much stuff, including... Boy, oh boy.
Boy,
news
boy,
after
oh,
these.
Great.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.